August 23rd, 7 a.m. For Father and me. Jesus says, I shall repeat to you and Father words which I spoke 20 centuries ago, and which are always new, and now particularly suited to your case. If you observe my commandments, you will persevere in my love. I have told you these things, so that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. You are my friends, if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, but friends, for I have brought you to know what I have heard from my Father. It is not you that have chosen me, but it is I that have chosen you, and I have destined you to go, and bear enduring fruit. Love one another, and love me more and more. The world hates you, because I have chosen you. The world loves only itself and its works and hates what is in my name. And yet I have done and do in the world works which no other has done. Those who hate me thus have no excuse. But this must happen, for it is said, you hated me without cause. They have no excuse in persisting in evil either, for if I had not come as the master, they would be excused, but I have come, and they do not want to listen to me. They thus have no extenuating circumstance. I command you, with a command of love, for you are my friends, not to let these words be scattered. Use them for yourselves, and for many other souls. They are not spoken for no reason. I have spoken them to you for your joy, O my friends, with whom it is sweet to utter the most secret thoughts, and ask for help so, as to be loved by those no longer able to love, and perishing without even knowing that they are perishing. I want you to be in joy, but supernatural joy, since on account of my love you will be hated by the world, for which I am hateful. Afflictions and sorrow are given by the world to whoever loves me. But it does not matter, I tell you. Persevere in my love. I will be your reward. Go and spread the word. Go with discernment and care. Do not apply it to all in the same way. May the Spirit of Light, who was spoken of yesterday at Mass, help you to choose the passages to be made known, and to be kept unknown for the time being. It is my counsel that you make a selection of the words spoken. There are passages which for the time being must remain a sweet conversation among us. Others which should be made known only to persons who, on account of either their role or their soul, are already in a position to be admitted to certain kinds of knowledge. Other passages may be uttered and disseminated among souls. All my words are holy, but the multitudes are not holy. You must therefore be as prudent as serpents to avoid the insidious coils of the great serpent, that is the spirit of the world, who suffocates and poisons what is good, and leads it astray, so that good will serve as a pretext for evil. The times in which you are living, my poor friends, are even more filled with acrimony, and a spirit contrary to God than they were when I was judged by a handful of men rendered mad by sin. It is thus necessary to be vigilant, for the chance to harm enemies would be seized at once, to incite the throngs for unholy aims which are clothed in an appearance of goodness, but underneath are just a seething of passions and social ambitions. My word of truth must not serve lies. My word of mercy must not serve acts of revenge. Be careful, then. Father must know how to act more than you. Let him pray, both of you, pray. The Holy Spirit will help you. Always remember that you are holding medicine suitable for the care of souls, and that souls are in very bad shape, because of the ruin occasioned them by passions and sins. They are lacerated by the internal explosions of evil, and have been bled by the sins which the exterior gives them. They are one big sore and are exhausted. Like doctors, you must have a light touch and supreme patience to treat these poor wounded souls and transfuse life into them. I cannot avoid saying what I say, and you cannot avoid receiving what I tell you. But that doesn't eliminate the fact that good sense is needed in using my gift. Act as with Sister Benigma. Not an open, resounding dissemination, but a slower, ever broader outpouring, and it should remain nameless. This is for the protection of your spirit, which pride might disturb, and your person, which doesn't need other forms of agitation. When your hand is still in peace during the wait, to rise again in glory, then only then will your name be mentioned. To be persecuted, because of love for me is a glory, but I have so few friends and such rare spokesmen, that I do not want them to be disturbed, or destroyed by the world's hatred. I have pity on souls, and protect the bearers of my voice like, and more than, myself. Have no illusions about obtaining much with my words. They fall upon souls almost entirely dead. But until the end we must attempt the salvation of hearts. We have been formed for this, my brother and sister. We thus bring souls succumbing to the asphyxia of the world, the senses, and money to inhale true oxygen. We accomplish our work. If they remain lifeless boulders, all the worse for them. I have spoken to you with the words of 20 centuries ago, for they are always as recent, and always as sweet as they were then, because I am eternal and faithful, and you, that succeed one another over the centuries, are always my apostles of the present hour, my friends, the executors of the will of the Father, and of my desires. I give you my peace, O my blessed ones.